Just lastly, sometimes people will comment that there might be a very narrow scope of patients that could actually benefit from this procedure. But to throw a little math on it, in 2009, the U.S. population was 300 million people. Looking at SEER data, the incidence of breast cancer in 2009 was 124.3 per 100,000 women. So that translates to just under 200,000 new breast cancer patients that existed in 2009. Now, in our practice, in 2011, three surgeons in our practice, we performed this procedure on 6.4% of all of our breast cancer patients. That's all patients walking in the door. Some had lumpectomies, some had mastectomies, reconstruction. So we did this on 6.4% of our patients just in our practice. So let's say that's an overly inflated number and not realistic to think that anyone else would consider this procedure that many times. So let's say that fewer than 1% of all breast cancer patients could possibly benefit from this type of procedure. So if we take 0.5% and multiply it by the breast cancer incidence, we get that in 2009 there could have been just under 10,000 women who could have had this procedure instead of simple mastectomy. Now,